if I could, real quick, gentlemen, I did have my office delivered to us and the current MTEZ form that we would hand out to somebody. In the top corner, it does state that these forms expire May 31st, 2005. This is the form that we've been using since I've been here, and I've not received any notification at this particular time that that form has been updated or changed. I did not go to FEMA training this year, but I do know that we have given this to other people this year, and they have had this form approved through FEMA. I would ask that you give me a little time to do some research on the Internet and talk with FEMA to see if they indeed have updated this form. And, of course, if they have, we will make the change in it. But I will also go back and pull the most recent FEMA applications that have been approved and see if they did not go through on this form also. But I can't do that. We're standing right here right now. So I'd be glad to do that and then address you when I have my findings.
That's interesting that you got that like that. So,
okay. Okay. Anybody? I went over and visited with Doug just a few minutes, and the question I asked, and I think I didn't ask him, but he appeared to be by himself. I didn't ask him to come over. And it was one of those unfair times where we asked somebody to give us a wild guess. And I asked him, can you give us a wild guess what the extra cost to Rob was for not having the right dated form? And he made a guess of $300. And again, that was really off the cuff, and I don't want to put him on the spot or anybody else on the spot. I would like us to resolve it, or try to, and I don't know if that's even reasonable to consider at this time. That's what I did on the break.
What's the concrete cost that they charged him? Though, I mean,
well, there was, come on up if you like, Rob. My understanding is Doug showed me some forms that FEMA, besides the date of the form, came back wanting more information. They had to go back out and do some more work along both sides of the creek or something, and you probably know that and understand it better than I do.
Well, that's my understanding, Chuck, is on the information, and when they went back out there, they to shoot across elevations like I was telling you, Jim. They shot those cross elevations, and they couldn't do it the first time, and then they realized also that the forms was wrong, and so they done the forms again. The second bill I got, I believe, if I remember correctly, I just got it the other day, I believe it was $655. I believe the first one I got was $625. So whatever that totals up to be, it's the total cost I've incurred. But I'm almost positive the second bill I got was $655. So,
could you bring that bill, make it available to us? Because
yes, and you know, if this is the case, the only variance that the form's made, you know, so be it. But I do know that they did require more information, more cross shooting across the creek elevations from the stream, I think, level to the nearest bank, and just cross from bank to bank and different elevations like that. So it did require more surveying and more information the second go around. Now, whether or not all that's, you know, due to the forms, or whether they just threw that in because of the forms, or whether we'd done the first forms wrong and give them the information they wanted, you know, the variance, we just have to read the forms and see the difference there and to see what difference.
Rob, I think you came at a good time, the second time here before us. We have had quite an experience with state and government agencies last week and the week before, when we really found out that 5 foot don't mean 5 foot, 5 foot means 3 foot. And those kind of things are all things that help build your case for you and the problems that you are going through with a federal or state agency.
Okay. Any motions, or got James coming up?
I've heard this morning, and it really gets complicated issue here of somebody saying 30 or 40 properties had to pay this. Those 30 or 40 properties, if researched, would see FEMA knew where the floodplain was. They wanted to know how far there was out. The difference in Rob Dalton's case, FEMA has let him do the research to establish that creek and that creek bed. These other homes that paid these surveyors was to see if they was out of the information needed to say they was out. That's not the case in Rob Dalton. The federal government has put Rob Dalton through a living nightmare because they did not know. They have had him do the research that they had needed to establish the floodplain.
Again, I'm going to have to take exception a little bit to what Mr. Strahan has said, because there are cases where we have had loans requested where there is an established base flood elevation, and there are places where there was no base flood elevation, which is, I believe, where we get in with Mr. Dalton there. So we've had them both ways and everything to say, make a general statement that these other 30 or 40 are totally different than Mr. Dalton is incorrect. Some of them there was more information available, and some of them there was less information available. So it comes both ways.
All right. Anything else? Comments?
Just one I think I left out earlier in response to Eddie's belief that the map indeed didn't slip. There still is that belief, and I want you to understand that. There still is that belief. I just visited with Doug Friday, and we talked about that, and like I told you, one of the engineers he was speaking with, he didn't know if they would ever go on record as saying so, but whenever they got all the new information, then they realized then that it would make sense that the map indeed had slipped. The contours of the way that they lay on the map, when you move them back, then it would make a lot more sense. So I do want you to be aware of that, their error in creating this map and allowing it to slip, and that belief is there and still exists. So that didn't go away just because of an elevation difference of a conversion from feet to meters. That did not change the fact that the map slipped one direction or the other. Okay? I just want you to understand that and be aware of, once again, to hopefully FEMA be accountable for their error. All right? So just wanted to make you aware of that. But okay. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time. I appreciate your consideration in this matter, and hopefully we can get something resolved.
All right, my sense is we will come back to this later.
That's what I'd like to do.
Okay. All right. Any other business on our regular 9 o'clock meeting? Nope.
None of the 9 o'clock, mister.
All right, we will transfer over to our weekly meeting. I don't have a copy of that in front of me.
The first thing was Nikki's time, but she's out this morning with some personal issues.
Okay.
But she's got the HPRP monthly allocation, which, Jillian, if you would hand that up here. I've reviewed it just briefly. My biggest thing I was looking at is make sure there's a remaining balance of the HPRP, which there still is. They're negative on one line item that I saw, which is the moving cost, which was $41 negative in that one individual line item, but overall balance is still very healthy. So
I'll make a motion for approval if that's what we need to do.
Yeah, we do. What month is this for? For July. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Questions or discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. What we got next?
I need to sign that. Give your list, Jim.
Right here, sir. Friends from Extension and also Sewer Department.
Sewer's going to be for the executive session. We've got Crystal Irons, if you want to talk about that right now.
Let's do that. Wayne, Crystal, would you like to come up?
And then then Mr. Suzy and Mel, we'll jump in after they're done. We'll jump into the executive.
Yeah, we should be here. We're mainly here to introduce the commission to our new business development person, Crystal Irons, and I thought she might like the opportunity to talk a little bit about what she's going to do, and if you guys have any questions,
great,
you could ask her.
Great.
Well, my name is Crystal Irons. I'm the business development specialist with Extension now, housed right down the street here. And basically what my goals are to reach out to all of the small business communities within Taney County. I also have seven other counties that I'm going to work with as well, Greene County, Christian County, Stone County, and really just try to help them. Most of what we do is free of charge. We offer free one-on-one counseling services if they have a question on how to write a business plan. So if they're people that are not quite in business yet but have an idea and they want to think about, you know, what it means to actually start a business and how to go about doing that, that's something that I can help them and walk them through the process of that. If they are in business already and they're needing to, say, possibly get a loan, I can maybe help them, walk them through, you know, financial forecasting, how to really get their business plan in order so that they can ask for a loan. If they have personnel issues, hiring people is something I can help them with as well. Marketing, some accounting aspects I can help them with as well. So we offer a lot of different services, and like I said, most of those are free of charge. I would like to, in the future, hopefully, as I work with the different chambers in the area and things, come up with a program to offer some workshops for small businesses, and that would be where a small fee would come into play. So really just here to really reach out to the small businesses, and if you know of anybody who would, you know, benefit from our services, if you could just pass the word along, really, that that I'm here and excited to meet the new businesses and help everyone succeed, that would be wonderful.
Great. Have you guys done a press release or anything like that?
Yes,
you have?
We have.
Can we get a copy of that? Because
sure,
we could circulate it, too. We have a pretty good mailing list. And,
okay, that'd
and
be great.
Make sure the press gets it. That way, I mean, it's a great way to get the word out, but it'd be wonderful.
Okay, great.
Your office is over here.
Yes.
Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. House right down the street here.
Good.
Now you're stationed here in Taney County, or are you just office in here? Do you live in the area, or do you?
I live in Ozarks.
Okay.
I'm actually from Ozark.
Okay.
And then I, you know, every day I'm usually here in the Forsyth office.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. We got anything else before we go into executive there over there, Jim?
I didn't see anything else on the list.
Motion to go into executive.
Second.
This is for litigation and personnel and contracts, I think is what we posted.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
And that will be it. Chuck did. And that will be the rest of the, I mean, we have nothing else after that, so we'll go to lunch after that. So reconvene at 1 o'clock if anybody's listening. So.